G'day, this is Nurky with another AboveTopSecret.com member podcast, continuing my earlier posts on survivalism. There are many, many different scenarios that the doomsayers have been going over for the past few hundred years in our history, and it would be good for you to be able to analyse and figure out which one you're going to be dealing with in the future, and preparing for them. There are several different ways to come across the information for survival in the future for different scenarios. The first method being learning from history. If you can figure out what happened in a certain scenario previously, then you can probably learn from the mistakes. The second method is extrapolation, i.e. making it up. It's more preferable to learn from previous history, but in some cases, i.e. alien invasion, you'll need to make things up. The first item on my discussion list is asteroids and/or comets. A comet is an asteroid that doesn't make planetfall and continues on its path. Comets themselves may actually be dragging along other smaller particles and items that will fall into the upper atmosphere and make planetfall. An asteroid is one that actually lands on the planet and hits either water or land. It's very unlikely that a large asteroid would hit the planet, given that we're a minute point in space. But occasionally it's been theorized that a comet such as Halley's Comet would one day hit the planet. And if it did, and it landed on soil instead of water, then it would throw a lot of particles up into the atmosphere, which might create a greenhouse effect and superheat the atmosphere, thus destroying every bit of life on the planet. Or it might black out the sun, which would keep all the sunlight out of the planet and make everything get really cold, and we'd end up in what's known as a nuclear winter. If an asteroid makes waterfall, you'd expect to see massive tidal waves hitting coastal cities, and it would be a good idea to make sure you don't live in a coastal city and are completely away from any coast if an asteroid strike is imminent. The first problem when an asteroid impact has been publicly identified as going to happen is mass panic, which is usually why entities like FEMA keep things like this from the public, so that it can minimize the human cost of the impact and to facilitate relief efforts. After a certain distance, the Earth would have absorbed the majority of the seismic aftershock, and the above ground wind shear forces are still going to be there if it doesn't hit mountainous regions or unlevel terrain, in which case if it hits near a city, anyone living underground might survive, but the people in the top floor of the buildings are going to be blown away. After the asteroids made initial planetfall, we have to worry about the particles that will be thrown up into the atmosphere by the explosion. They could block out the sun and create a future nuclear winter, and they will also fall on nearby cities and any rural communities that have actually managed to survive. This will create a lot of difficulties for people like myself with asthma, and the elderly and the young as well, who don't have as strong lungs as the rest of us. Breathing apparatus will be required and will probably end up being used for several months after the asteroid has made planetfall. And by breathing apparatus, I mean gas masks, filters, etc. Anything that can keep out the small minute particles from getting into your lungs will be of great use to you. Even the little cheapo dust masks you can get from hardware stores will be of use. After a while, the particles of dust will start making their way into the water systems and into the animals' food supplies, so that the animals will either die out or become contaminated and sick, and you won't be able to eat them. If in case of water contamination, you'll need to learn how to purify the water and also how to recycle your own urine and or other bodily fluids. Which may sound gross, but in survival, everything goes. After a while, you'll also notice that the dust particles work their way into machines, cars, etc. So power plants will start breaking down, cars won't start, oil fuel pumps will start to rust, and everything else will start breaking down, and you'll need to learn how to work with a hoe and shovel again. That given that the sun won't be totally blocked out and you won't be able to harvest any food in the first place. Another problem that arises with asteroid impacts on land is that it could spread a lot of contaminants from cities, i.e. what we've seen in Hurricane Katrina, where all these houses had chemicals in their cupboards and in the laundries and that, and there's been a massive effort to need to clean them up because they're contaminating the local water supply. This could greatly exacerbate the contamination problem we see after an asteroid impact. Another problem with asteroids making planetfall is that there could be alien microbes in there, which could spread through the water supply, the air, and go to local animals that have actually managed to survive and spread to humans. They might have an immunity to antibiotics, and we might have an immunity to them, but either way, it's not very likely, but it's still a problem nonetheless. And that just about wraps it up for ideas on asteroids and comets. In the next one, I'll be going on about biological warfare and the repercussions of that. This is Nurki signing out with AboveTopSecret.com member podcast on survivalism.